Ashoka gave up conquest and abolished the death penalty. He liberated slaves, set up free hospitals. Animal sacrifice was banned in the capital, and a wide range of animals, including parrots, tortoises, porcupines, became protected species. He sent missions out of India, taking Buddhist principles to Sri Lanka, the Middle East, and across Asia. Buddhism would continue to dominate the Indian subcontinent for the next 1.5 millennia. Wealthy patrons donated generously. Stupas containing what were said to be relics of the Buddha and sculptures depicting his life emerged across the landscape. But to my mind, the greatest legacy of this time is here at Nalanda.
It is just such a treat to be here because this place has a claim to be the oldest university in the world. We know there was a serious educational establishment here from at least the 5th century AD, and we have to try to imagine it in its heyday. It would have been buzzing with international scholars who came from as far afield as Indonesia, Tibet, China, Turkey, and Japan.
It had a huge campus with thousands of students. 200 villages supplied the students' practical needs. Maths, politics, literature were all studied here, but there was particular emphasis on Buddhism. Thousands of Buddhist manuscripts were housed in a 9-storied building. It was the envy of the medieval world.